Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, wow, it's already the broadcast for Friday, July the 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe that checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is absolutely paramount to our future. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, to obey the laws of God. You think you can have liberty and deny the laws of God? Good luck. It's never been done in the history of the world, and it never will be. Because the author of liberty is the Savior, Jesus Christ. The author of liberty is the Almighty. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And man, do we got news everywhere. Woo, ladies and gentlemen. First, a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting show. What happened to the New York Stock Exchange? It plunged on Wednesday. Do you believe the official government story that they don't really know what happened? Golly, computer glitch just went out for 3.5+ hours. Don't even know really why, but by golly, we got it back online, thank heavens. Do you believe all that, folks? Right when China and all these other folks are melting down? Right when Greece is having their problems and Puerto Rico is having their problems and the list goes on and on? They just had a little computer glitch there. Sorry about that. Don't really know what got to it. If they don't know what got to it and they're not really sure if it can't happen again, why would you turn it back on? What if it just plunges again? See, they're lying to you, folks. It isn't true. They know exactly what happened. And they know full well the stock market would tank and set off a global economic spiral downwards. And they manipulated in China big time, and they manipulated the United States big time, and the two largest economies got in bed together. I mean, they are famous, most favored nation trading partners, globally speaking, aren't they? All right, the two biggest economies in the world got together and said, we're not going to let this thing go down. And to those of you who believe they're setting us up for a market crash, they're going to manipulate things. They're going to create turmoil in the marketplace. They're going to drop the stock market and fleece the people of their wealth over and over again. No doubt about it, but they're not ready for a global crash. Not even close, and this is proof. The plunge protection team was activated. China, they say, headed towards 1929 market crash, but yet today they say, hey, China's doing a little bit better. Stock markets are kind of going up. Don't worry, Greece might be pulled back from the brink. It's all going to be okay now. China bans stock sales by major holders of over 5%. And they ban the sale for 6 months. They're manipulating the markets till the cows come home, folks. The plunge protection team was activated. All kinds of manipulations went into effect. U.S. oil settles down at $51 a barrel, basically. Why are gas prices so high, folks? Because they're manipulating big time. Because they've got reserves big time. Because they control what you and I pay for almost anything. Now, if you're a little company and you want a price fix with a couple of your buddies, they'll clean your clock, but they price fix, globally speaking, all the time. If you don't believe me, look at OPEC. Why we buy a drop of oil from OPEC when they price fix globally, and why we can't drill for oil in our own country baffles the mind. But it just proves their manipulation. Remember, the largest economy in the world is the United States. The world's most reserve currency or go-to currency is fake fiat money created out of thin air by the United States of America, the country that by law, by supreme law, must use intrinsic value gold and silver coinage. But no. We're on a fake fiat money supply. And then we run around and go, golly, hey, man, China's manipulating the markets. Well, of course they are. But if you don't think we are, you got another thing coming. D.C. residents have lost their marbles. They're saying take down the Jefferson Memorial. Rename Washington, D.C. These people are crazy. And when you talk about taking down the memorial, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable for this Freedom Loving Friday, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Didn't you and I go to the Jefferson Memorial last year, Kirk?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I was there, buddy.
You know, and that's another proof that it's certainly something we got to take down.
Because Kurt was there.
Yeah.
Sam was there. That's a problem. Yeah. Those whacked out right-wing talk show hosts, I mean, they're going to go crazy. In fact, we were lamenting, Kurt, when we were there, how it had kind of fallen in disrepair, that it was the upkeep wasn't up to par. And we were a little bit disappointed with the respect and the honor that was shown to our historical reality and landmarks, right?
That's correct.
And so what a tragedy.
I'm sure that what it's like, Sam, is, you know, the federal government's got money for everything under the sun that really isn't what it's supposed to do, but it doesn't seem to have money to take care of its, you know, proper role.
Amen to that. Now, I want to kind of mention this, too. They were talking about changing the name of Washington, D.C., Kurt.
That's right.
And I think what we ought to do is I think we ought to just drop the name Washington. I concur with that. We ought to keep the D.C. part, and it would just stand for District of Criminals. What do you think?
Well, maybe. Now you got an idea.
I mean, I just decided that renaming that dude might not be too bad because they don't obey any of the rule of law, the supreme law anyway.
Yeah,
they just run around,
George
do whatever
Washington
they want. There's scandal everywhere.
Not have his name associated with it anymore.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Not only that, the problem with the name Washington is too many black people and white people use it. You know what I mean? It's like racial. Like, if you're a white guy and you use the word Washington, is that okay? But if you're a black guy, it's not? Or if you're a black person, is that okay? And a white guy shouldn't be able to use that black name, right? Kurt?
Good point.
I mean, you know.
You know.
I'm just saying.
For
the Oklahoma City
years,
governor.
It was all fine, but now it's just.
Of course not. It's not fine anymore. It's the District of Criminals up there. See what I mean? Now, the Oklahoma City governor defies the Supreme Court's, quote, take down the Ten Commandments. He says the Ten Commandments will indeed stay at the Oklahoma
she
City
says,
Capitol.
By the way.
Oh, is it a she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a she? Is she a she?
Yes.
All right.
She
well,
is.
Cool. You know, see, we're not as against women as everybody thinks. I commend her.
Good point.
I stand with her. What do you think of that? Mm-hmm. I stand with her, Kurt. She's right.
There you go.
See, that's why we defy these liberals and all these professional do-gooders and these bureaucrat insiders and everybody else. They claim we have an agenda that somehow has this hatred towards women or blacks or anything else. And my response is, then why am I agreeing with her on principle and agreeing to stand with her then? Why do I agree with David A. Clark Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin, sheriff? He's a black guy, but he's right on so many issues. He's a Democrat, too, but I agree with him, too. So now I'm agreeing with a Democrat, black guy, and a woman. And I'm all saying, hey, I'm on the same side as they are, and I commend them for their integrity, Kurt. They're right.
Wow. Very good, Sam.
Yeah, see, this construct of Republicans versus Democrats, male versus female, black versus white, this bogus, man-made, manipulative, divide-and-conquer tactic ain't going to work, folks. Not only that, I'm backing the book by Sheriff Richard Mack called Are You a David? And it's got a female on the cover, Kurt, but she's right, too. She's a sheriff, buddy. You better call her ma'am. I'm just telling you that right now. The Ten Commandments monument was built, Kurt, to recognize and honor the historical significance of the commandments by God of our states and our nation's laws. In other words, there's a link in America between God and appropriate proper role of limited government, and that the laws come from God's laws, Kurt. And that's the link there, and that's why I stand for that. See, really the issue comes down to the only real divide here is God versus either Satan or we don't care about God. Godless, take your pick. Store owner accuses woman believed to be Ariana Grande of spitting on and licking the donuts in his store. Now, what do you think of that, Kurt? I know we talked a little bit about that story, but what on earth is going on? I guess it was like a joke. It was kind of funny. Is that kind of the idea? She thought that was just comical?
You know, I mean, just imagine, Sam, if this, at least in this case, didn't have racial overtones as far as I know. But, I mean, you know, you almost got something sacred there. I mean, you know, the police think about donuts, you know.
Now you're talking. They had, in fact, they had to try her on, like, felony charges.
Anyway, I don't know for sure.
But why are the donuts in just a spot, I guess, where everybody can just spit on them anyway? I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're going to have to keep those in.
We have to have, like, a donut free zone. I mean, a donut protection zone or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or maybe some federal donut.
No, don't even bring up the feds when it comes to donuts, buddy. Pretty soon the feds will control all donut eating. Now, by the way, we talked to a guest, Katie Lib. She's vice president of consumer insights for Alliance. And the study finds many elderly face financial abuse. And they try to help with that by creating an organization. We talked a little bit about that. There's a tip sheet available at the Better Business Bureau. Check it out.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We are live. We're on fire with hard-hitting talk radio, and this is Half Hour. It's brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Joyce Riley in the Power Hour Radio Talk Show, great friend, sponsor of Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio Network, and we thank her from the bottom of our hearts for her support. And by the way, if you go to thepowermall.com, and as Joyce Riley wisely says, do business with the good guys and help fund hard-hitting political talk radio, you can get Gary Noll products 10% off the incredible vegetable stuff. You got red stuff and green stuff and muscle stuff, and man, it's fantastic stuff is all I'm telling you. ThePowerMall.com. You got videos and books and health foods, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. You got the incredible purifier for your air with $100 off. Check it out, thepowermall.com. Tell them Kirk Crosby sent you. Please do that for me. I'd be grateful if you would. Thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. By the way, if you want taped copies or recorded copies of the Joyce Radley Power Hour radio broadcast, check those out, too. Just ask about them. Say, hey, man, I hear you got a bunch of archives of your programs. I can get, like, the latest month and share them with my friends and stuff like that. Get a hold of them. Thepowermall.com. All right, so second hour, Kurt. we had our buddy Richard Mack with us, CSPOA.org. And we talked about a little dating community about these unique athletes at Brigham Young University, how they're so busy with their athletic responsibilities, school responsibilities, they don't have time for dating. However, they have created a little community that's emerged from Brigham Young University where students, athletes are getting together and, well, they're meeting each other and getting married, for crying out loud. This one lady's grades improved after she got married because she spends significantly less time socializing and much more time supporting her husband. Now, that poor woman's downtrodden for sure, except she's pretty happy about it. I guess there's a new poll out. Donald Trump leads the government field, if you will, for candidates in North Carolina. That's kind of strange. While the big boys, the insiders, are running around telling you that Donald Trump's ruining their brand, he's taking the lead, ladies and gentlemen. That's kind of fascinating. Federal judge ends up freeing this former Marine in Florida. He's accused of radicalizing homegrown terrorists. The problem is the judge said, government, you put him in jail for 4 years in solitary confinement. And, well, you didn't have any proof. The problem is they're letting this guy free 4 years later. The funny thing is, you know what? They've wronged this guy. They've violated his constitutional rights. Thank heavens the judge let him out. However, I don't know if this guy's a bad man or not. All I know is this. Where's the accountability for the bureaucrats that did this horribly abusive thing? Answer? Pardon the pun. Is this proper English? There ain't none, Kurt. There ain't no accountability at all. And see, that's the problem. This stuff will not stop as long as we violate constitutional rights under this, quote, enemy combatant, lone wolf idea. This idea that we can, quote, for the greater cause, the war on terror, violate people's rights. When we give up security for liberty, we'll end up with neither, said the founders. I mean, this is clear as a bell what the problem is here. But without tossing bureaucrats who accomplish this abuse in the clink, there's not going to be any accountability or any change here, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess you could say snafu, huh?
We can't even hold the IRS accountable for anything.
Good point.
I mean, just amazing. All right, Kurt, without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. And it starts out with a con, that's a constitutional convention, versus nullification, Kurt. I don't know if you know this, but there's a video put out about this by the New American.
No, I'm not.
You didn't know about this?
With that?
All right. Well, I think it's way cool, and I'd like to commend the New American. That's the John Birch Society, by the way. Now, listen to me, folks. Yeah. Listen to me. Don't call me and tell me that you don't like the New American or whatever, because I don't care. Okay? What I mean by that is, you know what? I like them when they do good things.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, in my humble opinion, they do far more good than the lack of good. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But the con versus nullification new video out by the New American. They say most Americans realize that the federal government is absolutely out of control and they're looking for ways to rein in the federal government. There's primarily two proposals on the table to get that done. They say there are two ideas being offered to accomplish this worthwhile goal. Now, that's the sad part. Again, we got this. And I don't like this, but we've got two proposals. And my response is, I know I'm kind of like off the rails and everything, but why do we got to just do A or B? What about C, Kurt? Now, I'm for nullification. I'm against a Article V convention. Somebody would say, Sam, why are you against an Article V convention? Don't you realize that is the Constitution? What, are you not for the Constitution now or what? No. You get me wrong. If you really want to go back to the Declaration of Independence, we can just nullify all government and just bye-bye. Secede, end of story, sever the ties that, well, we have with our government. But just because a nuclear option exists, that doesn't mean that I got to take it. So do I understand that an Article V convention is constitutional? Yes, I do. Do I think it's the wise course? No, I don't. Do I understand that I can just exercise my Declaration of Independence and declare my independence? Of course I do. That doesn't mean that I don't. I realize it's a legitimate option, a God-given option. I get that. I realize the Article V is a constitutional option. I get that. That doesn't mean that I got to be for that option, though. Somehow, just because I say I don't believe that option is the best choice, someone says, now you don't believe in the Constitution. Have you lost your marbles? Okay? I understand it's constitutional. I just don't believe that's the road we ought to go down. There are other roads we could go down, namely nullification. I also realize if we can enter a contract like we did as states into the, quote, more perfect union, I realized we could sever the ties, too. Somebody would say, well, hey, man, it's like the Hotel of California. Once you enter, you can't leave, you know? Well, that isn't true either. That doesn't mean that I choose to secede. That doesn't mean I choose to declare my independence completely and sever all ties. And it doesn't mean that I choose an Article V. It does mean that I believe there are better options to solve the problem. And I believe nullification to be one of the great ones. And that's the point that the John Birch Society, or the JBS, makes in this video in their magazine, The New American. All right. Now, they say there are primarily two proposals. Well, again, I want to talk about a third proposal before we get to the great option of nullification. And that is, Kurt, we talked the other day about the proper role of government. It's a pamphlet written by Ezra Taft Benson. And it talks about a way to change the course we're on. And it doesn't go so far as the nuclear option of an Article V convention, or as far as secession, or as far as flat out declare your independence, sever all ties. It doesn't do any of those things. But it literally changes the game of how we approach looking at government programs and the proper role and responsibility of limited government. So I personally would vote for C. But I guess since C's not on the table, we're going to talk about A and B. First, some are promoting the calling of an Article V convention. They also call it a convention of the states or a CONCON. Now, advocates of the Article V convention look to repair the Constitution by changing the Constitution. Okay, they got amendments galore that would so-called make it better, just fix it. You know, the founders were great, but not that great idea. But if we fix it, it'll be great. But the nullification idea says, wait a minute, we're not going to change the Constitution. We believe the Constitution is the answer, and we're going to enforce it. And, Kurt, that's kind of where the battle lines have been drawn. And I kind of wish we could put C on the table for discussion. In fact, I would like the nullification and the proper role of government hand in hand. In other words, can I mix B and C and say that I don't believe A is a wise choice but still be constitutional? I think I can. In fact, I just did. I'm not saying that option A is not a constitutional remedy or an option or a possible needful thing at some point, but certainly not wholesale and certainly not now. All right, quick pause. Got a bunch of news the networks refuse to use for you. I guess Mr. Jeb Bush has raised more money than anybody in the field on both sides of the aisle running for president, except 90%+ of it was raised when he wasn't even running. We'll tell you about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues on your radio. So what about the proper rule of government option? Is that really an option? Personally, I think it's the best option by far. Okay? And the problem is everybody runs around saying, Sam, we've tried everything there is to try, buddy. I mean, come on, Sam. We've done everything there is to do. And so, come on, Sam. You got to get aboard. But I don't agree with that, Kurt. When I run around and try to raise money for causes, and I can barely raise any money, or I try to have, or I go to a political event of some kind that's very constitutional in nature and hardly anybody shows up, or when I float an idea and nobody really grabs the idea. Now you can say, well, Sam, that's just your ideas. Your ideas aren't any good and you're not popular and you're not as influential as you think, so you don't count. Well, the more constitutional something is, the less support it gets. I don't care who sets it up, folks. The less constitutional, the more off the rails it gets, the more support there is for it. Sad to say. But I don't believe we've tried everything, Kurt, not even close. I mean, have you seen a million Americans get on their knees every day and make a pact, a sacred covenant? A million patriotic Americans? That's what, 1/3 of 1% at most? A million Americans kneel down every day and swear together as a pact to say, we are going to do our very best to obey God's laws in every way possible. We're going to be as obedient to the Almighty Author of Liberty as we possibly can. And we're going to basically pray morning, noon, and night, 3 times a day as Daniel prayed. Daniel defied the king. We can defy the government and pray 3 times a day for relief from tyrannical government and the march towards all things godless. And we would pray morning, noon, and night, dedicate ourselves to one another, and have a pact. And then we would stand to only vote for constitutional candidates. And then on top of that, we'd put a dollar a day in for the sacred cause of liberty. We wouldn't even have to swear our complete fortunes. But a dollar a day for liberty, we'd have $1 million a day and would have three prayers a day going to the heavens. What do you think would happen to the world if we literally got together and got that done? If we said, I don't care if you're Catholic or Mormon or Protestant or evangelical or Baptist or whatever, non-denominational Christian, or maybe you're not even a believer in traditional religion. You just say, hey, man, I look, Sam, I believe in God, and I believe in morality, and I believe in moral principles, but I don't even believe in religion, Sam. I'm kind of agnostic, or maybe I'm even atheist. Well, if you want to stand on the principles of liberty, and you believe there's a greater source of power than government, whatever that be, however you define it, fine. What if we set aside theological differences, and we just said, we're going to quadruple down on this thing. We're going to pray morning, noon, and night. We're going to pledge a pact together to do all we can for the sacred cause of liberty. We're going to live as though we're doing our very best. We're going to pray to God as if it's up to him. We're going to work like it's up to us. We're going to put a dollar a day into the sacred cause of liberty. A million of us got together and did that, Kerr. What do you think would happen to the world? Any idea?
Well, I think that the world would change, Sam.
And, I mean, AmillionLibertyLovers.com, whatever the name is. You got a million moms and a million pops doing a big deal, right? What if you got a million Americans? And then they added to that, and they say, hey, not only are we going to send a dollar in every day to raise $1 million a day, $365 million a year to advocate for our agenda. We're going to pray like it's up to the Almighty. We're going to live our very best to qualify for his protection, guidance, and prospering our efforts by small things, great things are accomplished. And then we're going to add to that, we're going to each send a letter into the IRS every day saying, we'd like you to go away. That's all it would say is, we would like you to just simply disappear. We would like you to disappear. How many words? We would like you to disappear. 6 words, right? Okay, and that's all you'd send, and you'd do it. A million letters would go out every single day. The IRS would be so flooded with email, the whole Washington District of Criminals, oh, take out Washington. Just the District of Criminals would absolutely be paralyzed. And all you'd have to do is spend, what, 10 minutes a day praying? Total, 3 times a day, 3 minutes of prayer. That's a pretty good prayer, right? 10 minutes. I even give you an extra minute to kneel down and stand up and stuff, right? 10 minutes a day, plus a dollar a day, plus sending a little note into the IRS every single day. Just imagine what would happen. There's no way the media could ignore a million people sending in a letter every single day to the IRS. There's no way they could ignore $365 million pledged towards electing the sacred cause of liberty candidates. Okay? I'm telling you right now, when people want to just cut all the ties and say, we've lost the battle, it's over, stick a fork in it. We haven't tried nothing, folks. The con versus nullification video, I commend the New American for standing for nullification, which it intends to enforce the supreme law of the land, not change it like a con or an Article V does. But what about the proper role of government, Article C option? I'm not Article C, I'm sorry. What about the proper role of government, C option? Okay, it's a great option. And so then what if we added to that 3 times a day prayer, a dollar a day towards the cause of liberty, sending a note into the IRS every single day, a million of us. What if we added to that? Our plan is to reject parties entirely. And I don't know if it's a party, but we're just independent Americans standing on the principles, the 15 principles to the proper role of government. That's our platform, Kurt. And we demand candidates swear to that platform and we'll elect them. Okay. What I'm saying is we, the people, have not even begun to rise up. We have not begun to show the positive pressure of our greater numbers and our dedicated efforts with God as our guide to prosper those efforts. We haven't even begun, Kurt. We're not even standing in the batter's box, to pardon the pun. We're not even ready to A batter swing, are we, Kurt? But if we were, we could. Let me give you an example. George Bush became president. His son, George Bush, became president. Now this insider family wants to have a brother of George Jr., Jeb Bush, become president, and Bush outstrips rivals in fundraising as super PACs swell candidates' coffers. Did you see this, Kurt? Okay, he's raised boatloads.
No, but I'm not really surprised.
Of money.
Are you?
I'm not surprised, but I'm telling you, this is what I'm talking about. The people who are serious, Kurt, are doing what I'm telling you we could do. Okay, so they've got maybe 100 people putting in millions of dollars. 1,000 people, I don't know the number. Remember, it's all super PAC, it's all secret stuff. You don't even know. You can't even know. They violate every law under the sun in doing it as well. Well, they don't really violate the law, they just find a way to circumvent the law. They create a law for you and I, and then they find a way around it with their big attorneys for the big boys, right? We don't even need to break any laws. We don't even need to be secret about our money raising. We can just say a million people are putting in a dollar a day, that's all. But nevertheless, it's by Nicholas Confesso. They got people reporting from Kennebunkport, from New York, from everywhere under the sun for this story. How much has he raised, you ask? Oh, $114 million in the first quarter, Kurt. Oh, I guess it's over the last 6 months, dwarfing all other candidates. Believe it or not, Kurt, it dwarfs the combined fundraising. Think about that. He has dwarfed the combined fundraising of all the other opponents.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, you can buy
now. Let me explain
anything with money.
Not only are we talking about how much they've raised, but it's only for the party's nomination, Kurt, so far. It's not even for the presidency yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think about that. Bush outstrips rivals in fundraising. As super PACs swell candidates' coffers, $114 million raised in the last 6 months in campaign cash, dwarfing his Republican rivals for the, quote, Republican nomination. Now, here's the interesting part about this, Kurt. He wasn't even running for office as he raised all this money. Now, there are laws that determine how much money he can really raise without declaring his candidacy. But if you play games with the circumvent plan, what if PACs raise it? They just might give it to a different candidate, so you can't really say that, well, they're separate from the candidate, and he didn't really raise it, Kurt. But now that he's declared, they can put it towards his interests. Yeah, the announcement was made as many of his donors were gathering at his family's compound to celebrate their success as a, quote, financial powerhouse. They also underscored how the Supreme Court and its five-year-old, quote, Citizens United decision continues to remake how presidential campaigns are raised. In other words, it changed the game to where they could virtually use these unknown entities to raise as much money as they want. Yeah. Mr. Bush, the former Florida governor, personally raised money. They say often in very, well, kind of like $1 million a donor, Kurt, is kind of what the average amount was. He was free to do so, Kurt, because he can help out a PAC, especially if he's not a candidate yet. See, so it's a long story, but you can play games with the rules. Super PACs can raise unlimited donations from corporations and individuals alike. And, well, he didn't raise the money for himself, Kurt. He raised the money for the PAC. If he raised the money for himself to run, then he couldn't have done it. But since it's a PAC, he could. So the outsider status let him raise more money than an insider status would have. Of course, candidates are not allowed to coordinate and see, well, he wasn't a candidate, Kurt. Remember, his original campaign only raised about $11 million. That's it. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your Fountain of Youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're talking about this article for the New York Times. Bush outstrips rivals in fundraising as super PACs swell candidates' coffers. So because he was not a candidate, he could help the PAC raise cash. The average donor is $1 million, okay? And he raised a ton of money, $114 million over the last 6 months, dwarfing all the other candidates combined. Now, believe it or not, Kurt, they say this, and this is the interesting part in the mainstream press. They're basically literally pointing to politicians, inside bureaucrat thugs, on both sides of the aisle, and they're blatantly telling you about their illegalities. They did it with Clinton's email. They did it with the IRS agents. Okay, they're doing it all over the place. And here's this one. Ready? Bush attended dozens of fundraisers to help garner that cash while claiming he was not running for president of the United States, which was basically turned out to be the lie of the year. They say it's the political lie of the year so far, and it's probably illegal. Now, think about that. Blatantly, they're saying, hey, we want this guy to be president. He's raised more money than anybody. He did it under a lie. It's probably illegal. But now that he's a candidate, he's got more money than anybody. Now, all the candidates are doing it. Even Ted Cruz says, well, hey, with this new super PAC strategy, I can prevent the torpedoing of my campaign because I'll have plenty of money. And that way, even though I'm an insurgent, as they call it in the mainstream press, candidate, I can still roll forward because I got plenty of cash. In fact, I can manipulate the media with this cash. I can, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how they're doing it all, Kurt. They say it dwarfs the money raised in 2012. It dwarfs all other political campaigns in terms of the cash rolling into all these candidates. Everybody's doing it. Now, the GOP's having an internal battle with Donald Trump. Kurt, you have the details, right?
Well, that's right, Sam. Surprisingly, the GOP and Donald Trump, they're just not seeing, when I say the GOP, I should say the insiders, the kingmen that basically run the Republican National Committee, because Donald Trump is just outside of the box. And I wanted to bring that up real quick before we get to this. You're talking about all these, solutions. But, the problem is, Sam, your solutions are outside the box. And you remember our friend, Dr. Tom Woods, that spoke at the CSPOA convention. He talked about that, how he said, you've got the little 3x5 card that includes everything between Joe Biden and Mitt Romney. But anything off that, it's just off the 3x5 card or outside of the box.
And you're right. In fact, they're even reaching back in their files to a Bob Bennett, Kurt, to try to, they say, the former Republican of Utah. And he says, Trump's
right.
Likely to be marginalized, but if he really gains ground, this will be seriously worrisome.
Well, you're exactly right. So they're going to, one of our all-time favorite senators.
By the way, they're going to a put-out-to-pasture dinosaur for their guidance, though, right? Come on.
Well, and that's exactly
right. Yesteryear.
When the people really involved themselves, they got rid of that insider, and yet, you know, they're talking about how Mr. Donald Trump just doesn't fit. He's not what the Republican insiders want. And they're pretty confident, Sam, of their whole deal. They even quote several other guys. One guy right at the end of the story, Matt Borges, he's chairman of the Ohio Republican Party. He expressed confidence as he finished a tour of the Cleveland area where the first primary debate will take place and where the Republican National Convention will be held next year. He says, one thing I'm certain of is Donald Trump is not going to be our nominee.
Now, let me just ask you a question. Stop. Hold on.
Yeah.
How on earth can you be certain of that unless you can engineer an election fraud to guarantee your certainty? What I'm telling you is, how can you make such a claim, Kurt?
Your question answers the question, Sam. And that is because these guys do manipulate it. They do make sure. I mean, just like we saw in the Ron Paul thing last election, and we've seen it time and time again.
They'll beat you up, tase you, break your limbs.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes, baby.
Well, look at the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and watch and see how honest politics.
So it's kind of like this, Kurt. He says, I guarantee this guy won't, make the nomination process or whatever. How do you know that?
Yep.
Don't worry about it, right?
Yeah.
And it's, come on.
Care.
Now, I'm not backing Trump and I'm not defending Trump. In my opinion, he's a very wealthy, rich cat. He's not for my cause either. He makes some outlandish statements that I agree with for the most part, but hey.
The point is, when you can see, the Republican insiders, the kingmen, if you like, who are basically saying, look, this guy doesn't fit our narrative and we're just not going to allow him to be president.
He's going to damage the party.
Basically showing.
Now, let's just talk about damaging the party. Who would damage the party the most? And I would submit to you that an inside government family like a Bush family, that alone would damage the party to say we're gonna attach our carriage to the third horse in the family when the two of the previous ones have such government failings already, like reading my lips, no new taxes, and let's get us into an Iraq war where we swore there was weapons of mass destruction and the reality shows there aren't any, and where 9-1-1, what, was he president then, Kurt?
But it just depends on your definition of party, Sam. See,
and destroy harm the party.
Yeah, and
damage.
Destroy. Yeah, or damage because you've got people who believe the party means, the insider group, the kingmen. Then you've got people like maybe you or me or maybe our good buddy Lowell Nelson who works within the party, the GOP, the Republican Party. And he thinks, hey, man, this is the people's thing.
Do you think running for president when you're not constitutionally qualified like a Marco Rubio and or a Ted Cruz might damage the party, Kurt?
Well, and again, what is the party, Sam? I mean, that's why I call for this elimination of all the parties.
Amen to that.
And
now, here's what I think. The fact that the Republican Party remains silent on this issue alone, Kurt, tells me that there's already damage done to the party. They should stand against this with all their heart, might, mind, and strength, Kurt. Dateline, Michigan woman. Right? Why don't they stand against this? This came out in the news. Why doesn't one of these leaders in the beer say, you know what? We stand against this abuse of our citizens.
Well,
they don't even say a word. None of them.
Yeah, but that's how you do it. If you've got something that, comes up, for example, this headline, Michigan woman frisked, jailed, for not renewing dog license. Now, what you do, though, in these instances where you're, the big boys and you don't really want to deal with something is you literally just don't say anything. You don't respond at all. And that's
but they can come up with Joe the Plumber.
Well, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. They can. They've always got time for everything
but
else.
Think of the political efforts you could make on this, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the dogfight of our lifetime. We stand against the abuse of this woman. We're the underdog, but we're going to take America back. They could use so many play on words for this. It's better than Joe the Plumber by a long shot, but they won't touch
That's
it with
right.
a 10-foot pole.
It's a CNS news piece, and the this Western Michigan woman is heading to court after being arrested for failing to renew her dog's license. Becky Rehr, R-E-H-R is her name, says she drove to the Kalamazoo. Kind of feels like a zoo.
But this anyway, is in Montana where everybody believes it's like a freedom-loving state, right, Kurt? And the sheriff's going to bust out and help her, isn't he? Oh, Michigan. All right. Kalamazoo,
anyway,
Michigan. All right.
She drove there to prove that she's recently renewed the license for the family's 11-year-old dog, Dexter. You know, because, I mean, the Constitution provides for dog licensing, don't you know? And their 14-year-old daughter waited in the car as her mother was arrested, fingerprinted, and held for 3 hours.
That makes total sense. While the thugs run around and bring drugs across the border and trade guns, right? All with government,
That's
involvement?
Right. She told the Kalamazoo Gazette, she said, they frisked me and put me in this intake cell with all these inmates in orange jumpsuits. I was pretty nervous. Failure to license a dog is punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $100 fine.
That's County right. Animal you don't Control license Director, your dog, we'll just spend millions to barbecue you.
County Animal Crazy. Control Director Steve Lawrence said his office gave the 47-year-old Cooper Township woman numerous.
You know what the phrase
mails
for the Republicans could be, Kurt?
What's that?
We got a dog in this fight.
Yeah.
That could be the headline about
numerous
this.
Phone, mail, and in-person notices of the need to renew the license. The last was a phone warning that a warrant would be requested unless you got a license by May 28th. A hearing.
But you want to know what I say about the Republican insiders, the yesteryear Republicans is what I'm starting to call them, Kurt?
What's that?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks, buddy.
Oh, yeah. This Mr. Animal control guy, he says, we prefer not for this stuff to go to court. It's just a $10 license for some people. For some reason, some people like to make it hard for them.
No, hold on. It isn't about the $10. Why is the government, why are these bureaucrats making it hard?
Yeah, good point. Just get rid of that law. One more law.
Amen to that.
Shouldn't be there.
Bureaucrats and professional do-gooders certainly have created a dog-eat-dog world now, haven't they?
Amen to that.
All right, thanks for being alongside with the Ride. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We're live and on demand, free on the Roku player. Look at the special intersection of your Roku for the Liberty News Radio Channel, Liberty Roundtable On Demand, and more. Also, LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more, all free. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved. After all, we claim this nation shall endure.